Welcome to the Mind Her Business podcast, the go-to podcast for female entrepreneurs looking to scale their business while taking care of your mindset, your health, and your family. Honestly, just trying to keep your head above water.
So go ahead and pour yourself a cup of coffee or make your favorite cocktail. We don't judge. It's time to become the holistic CEO you're meant to be.
In between our breaks, we're on a recording day right now. And in between our breaks, it's always good. Emily likes to sing songs.
I do. I pump myself back up.
Or she tells me something that I missed on TikTok because truthfully, yes. I'm not as well versed on TikTok. But right now, what's going on in TikTok? We were just talking about the whole Kate Middleton thing.
And so, here's the thing that I feel like I need to preface is like, I love conspiracies.
I know. You know I do too.
But conspiracies are more fun than real life,
right?
Because it's like, oh, that makes a lot more sense. And that's kind of more interesting. And now I need to know why they're doing it than just the fact that she had an abdominal surgery and she's just recovering.
No, I think something else is going on. I really do.
Somebody said that it's because they have painted such the perfect image of the royal family that she's not recovering very well. And so she doesn't look very good. Like, this is when this episode comes out, obviously, this is probably going to be old news, but this just happened a couple days ago that she put up a picture.
Yeah.
That was for Mother's Day.
I don't think it was her.
Yeah. Well, that's what they say. They say that it's her face on somebody else's body. I'm sorry. I cannot. I'm like, the fact, if you do that, if you really go that far just to maintain image, it's pretty incredible. But TikTok is like the Wild Wild West, man.
TikTok
it is
the Wild West.
The videos and the conspiracies and people debunking it. Yeah. I spent 45 minutes yesterday and I'm not on it very often, but I was like, wait, what happened to Kate Middleton? Because I heard somebody say something. And so then I went down a TikTok spiral.
Yes.
But it's wild.
TikTok is wild. It's so entertaining. But I think part of the reason why we're talking about TikTok is right now at recording, they are saying that TikTok has a very high likelihood of being banned.
Can you believe it?
Actually, yes.
I know, right? Because it's been going around forever.
Exactly. I'm like, man, is this 2023?
I know.
Like, it just, I told Brie, I won't be surprised if it gets banned. I won't be surprised if it doesn't. I feel like at the end of the day, this is a absolutely amazing reminder that you do not own any of these platforms. Mm-hmm. Like, I can say this till I'm blue in the face.
Well, we've said it, I don't know, 20 times already on this podcast.
I think I've been saying this since 2020.
We have. Honestly, for a long time.
Yeah.
When you build a business, though, and you see firsthand the impacts of, like, you know, getting an account hacked and deleted, it's a big wake up call. That it's not just one thing.
And I think that's the, okay, so this is a really, really important discussion that we have, because there's two types of online business owners, in my opinion. There's the one who builds their business on a social app like TikTok. They go viral. They grow a massive audience. We all know TikTok is easier to grow on. So they're leveraging this and they make a ton of money. They quit their job. They've built this business and they haven't done a single thing to take those people off of the app.
Right? Yeah, I know a lot of people that are doing that.
A ton of people. So that's the one type of business owner. The other one that I see is treating these social apps like the tools that they are. Mm-hmm. So they have an email list, maybe they have a website, but they are able to be found online outside of social, right? They're using social as a tool. They're using it for lead generation. And it's helping to grow their business, but they have something that they own. They have an email list. And I think that it's really important for you to look at your business and be like, what am I focused on building? Am I focused on building something that is going to be able to withstand platforms disappearing?
Yeah.
Platforms changing. I mean, think about this. Just 4 years ago, nobody was using TikTok.
Yep.
Nobody. So it's like, There's always going to be these phases. And I think that this is a really important reminder to everyone that if you've built your business solely off of one app, you're in a very dangerous situation.
Can I tell my story?
Tell your story.
Okay. Because I feel like it's nice to hear from somebody who's actually had this happen yeah. to them. So Emily and I met actually in the blogging space. For those of you who don't know, the blogging influencer space, this was back before it was influencer. It was just blogging.
We were just bloggers.
We're vloggers. So this is probably 2017.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we met in that space, and so both of us were influencing, and then we got into social media around 2019. So still kind of in both businesses, right? Both in the influencer space and in growing our social media agency. And I think it was right after 2020.
I think that this was 2019.
Oh my gosh, was it 2019 or 2020? Now I got to think back.
It has to be 2019 because you were still going into an office.
That's right. Okay, yeah. So 2019, I was still doing collaborations with brands. I was still making money from my blogging and influencing.
Like a good amount of money.
Like I had brand collaborations that were $5,000, yeah, right? Like, so it wasn't yeah. like a couple hundred bucks no. here and there. And I got an email that said I had been accepted into a program. Now, you all know now you don't open emails. We're 4 years past this, 5 years past it, right? You don't open emails and click on things, but you all know that now. I, however, did not know that. So it was like, hey, we want to work with you. Take a look at our products. Let us know. And it was a reputable brand. They were like, let us know what you want to do. And then we'll talk about the specifics.
Very normal email.
Very normal email. Looking back, I should have proofread, like, you know, I would have noticed that there was a word spelled wrong or two. Anyway, so I clicked on the link and it prompted me to sign into my Instagram account again. Should have been a red
She's
flag.
Like, sure.
Was not a red flag in 2019. It's a big red flag now. So anyway, I signed in. Like, I kid you guys not, an hour later, I got an email. Hey, we hacked your account. Which is like, oh, okay. Well, I haven't logged in an hour, so good to know. If you want it back, you have to pay us. I did not take this seriously. I did not give it any time of day. I tried to get into my account. Sure enough, I had been logged out of my
You're
account.
Like, oh, wow.
So I was like, I'll just reach out to Instagram. They'll get it back, right? No problem.
They're like, no.
Yeah. They had no help for me. Yeah. We even had a friend back then that worked at Facebook, and he tried and could not figure it out.
Bree had to take a photo holding a sign saying, my name is Bree Galloway.
And a number.
And a number.
To prove.
And they still didn't get her.
Still could not get my account back. But long story short, in the bit, the hacker permanently deleted my account. So yeah. I went from 15,000 followers, which was not a big important thing at that point in time, but making money through mm-hmm. brand collaborations, through my blog, through partnerships, to completely wiping that account yeah. out. Like, I went through, oh my gosh, what do I do? Like, I don't yeah. have anything else. I didn't have anything else started. That was not time of TikTok. It was like, I had put all my marbles pretty yeah. much in the Instagram basket because yeah. that's where the money was coming in. Holy. So I see it from all sides. Like, I understand why you guys are building your businesses yeah. online or on a platform and selling on a platform or online. But I just want to encourage you, take my advice. Yeah. Think of how you can start bringing people off, how you can start to nurture them somewhere else. It does not need to be all of a sudden you stop doing what you're doing, but there has to be something else you're doing. Or if Mr. Zuckerberg shuts it down tomorrow,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, totally. Poof, your business is gone.
I think about that all the time. That's an amazing example of why.
So fun.
Right? Like, you need to be super, it can be so much more than like you could just get hacked,
yeah.
right? Like, this happens. Somebody was trying to hack my Facebook yesterday. I thank God I have 2 factors.
Oh, I get that all the time.
Yeah. And they so
now I'm just smart enough not to click on it.
No, it was like from the app. It was
I've gotten those yeah. too. I've gotten those
so
too.
So it's like, first of all, turn your 2 factors on.
Yeah.
Thank God mine was on. But like, this is happening all the time. But the thing that I think is like super important to think about is like, what platforms have been around for a while? Like
yeah.
YouTube.
Yeah.
And I think this is like, I'm such a conspiracy person. Everyone was saying that TikTok wanted to become the new YouTube. And I'm like, is this why? Like, is there more reasons why they're trying to shut TikTok down?
She is a conspiracy theorist.
I am, you guys, but I'm just like, you know what? You never know.
Conspiracy theorist over here. But I mean, hey, you never know.
YouTube has been around for such a long time. And yep. so something that I'm like, okay, if TikTok gets banned, like, what can you start doing now? Because I'm a big believer in like, let's not react, let's prepare. And yep. so like, what you can be doing right now is you can be taking the video that you're creating on TikTok, and I would put it onto YouTube. Like I would do yep. YouTube Shorts. I'd bring it over there. I would put it onto Pinterest.
Same.
If it makes sense. Like if it's talking videos, I'd bring it over there. And then the biggest thing I would start to do is the reason why I would say those two platforms are going to be massive for you is from the searchability perspective. So if somebody knows your name because they've been following you for a while and say TikTok disappears, if they go into Google and if they type in your name and if you have the proper keywords for both of those platforms, you will show up.
Yep.
So your audience will be able to find you. Yep. So like, think about that when you're thinking about repurposing content. How can my people find me mm-hmm. again? So that's where I would go. And then I would literally have something that you're always encouraging them to on your email list.
Yeah. And I think we're kind of seeing that people are going away from being on every platform. Mm-hmm. And while I understand why those maybe business owners or coaches are telling people to focus on one, because I truly do believe
yeah.
you focus on one really yes. well and you kind of grow it. It's hard to put your full attention into four different marketing Holy. Channels. Like it just is. And I get that. But I do think they're doing them a disservice by not talking about diversifying
yeah.
the channels and also making sure you have a funnel in place.
Yeah.
Like you're bringing people into your email marketing system, right?
Yeah.
Something that you own, something that's a little harder for you to lose all those people yeah. as long as you're backing up your systems, right?
Totally.
So
I think that it's all of those things that are not sexy, right? Like
yep.
it is sexy to be viral on TikTok, but like, think about your business, where you want it to go, and make sure you're protected at
yeah.
the end of the day. So like, also, don't let all this content you've been making go to waste. Like bring it to these other channels, bring it to Instagram. And I really do think that if this ends up happening, people are going to have to get really strategic on Instagram again, you know?
Well, we said too, I feel like our business will change if TikTok gets banned, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the Pinterest space, not us personally
yeah.
and what we sell in the digital, but like what our agency
yeah.
provides. Because I just think people are going to be like, okay, where else do I need to be?
Because
right now there's a lot of people over on TikTok. And so, yeah, then Instagram will boom again, right? Mm-hmm. We'll see major shifts and major changes to the platform. But I think everybody's going to be like, okay, where else do I
yeah.
go?
Yeah, because like TikTok was that place where everyone, it felt like, had a fair chance,
mm-hmm.
right? Like everyone had a chance of potentially going viral. And so that's where I feel like we're going to see people. I think people will like keep using YouTube at the end of the day, but like it's not community feeling,
nope.
right? It's very much like search.
Yep.
Education. And so I think people will still use that from like a searchability standpoint. But honestly, I can see it being Instagram.
Absolutely.
And Pinterest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pinterest is rolling out all these community features. And we were just having this conversation. We're like, honestly, like, I think we're about to have the boom we've
yeah.
been like, waiting for.
I know, right? We're like, holding on. Holding on. Like, Pinterest, we know you're so powerful.
Honestly,
it's coming.
Yeah.
Your time's coming. So, yeah, it's just kind of crazy.
I think it's going to be really interesting. But honestly, at the end of the day, like, I really feel like you need to do a audit of your business and say, okay, if TikTok goes away, what will my business look like?
Mm-hmm.
And then start preparing for that right now. Because here's the thing. Worst case, you spend a lot of time over the next couple of months, because this isn't going to happen tomorrow, but you spend
yeah.
a lot of time over the next couple of months, you're diversifying where people find you, and TikTok stays. So
yep.
you lost out on time, right?
Yep.
I think that's the best case. That's not the worst case. And then the worst case is that you do nothing and TikTok disappears.
Yeah, that's worst case.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you do all of this and TikTok is still around, cool, you just grew your brand awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And I
yeah.
feel like that's a win.
And you have other channels where people can find you, worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're long-term channels.
Yep.
So like YouTube and Pinterest, like your content's going to keep building upon itself.
Yep.
And then that just becomes such a win for you.
Absolutely.
So I think that's the biggest thing. Plan, do an audit, start to take your popular content, optimize it for other channels, and just be prepared.
For anything. As we're saying this, and I'm like, I really hope nothing happens between the time of this recording and then.
They were saying that nothing can happen. It will be like the fastest something would happen would be 6 weeks.
Okay.
Based off of like what it has to go through.
Y'all got like three now.
Right.
When this airs.
But they also said that they have so much going on that like a lot of people are saying that they don't think that anything would even happen for like 4 to 6 months.
Okay.
But who knows?
It's all the conspiracies.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Making assumptions. We'll see. We'll see.
I think I'm going to do, this is such a side rant, but I think what I'm going to do on my stories when this episode comes out on a Sunday is I want to hear other people's conspiracies. I'm going to put something up there and be like, tell me your conspiracy.
I also want to know about that because we talked about Kate Middleton.
That's what I mean. I'm like, tell me all of your conspiracies. I just think they're super interesting.
It would be sad from the entertainment perspective for TikTok to be
right?
gone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be sad.
It really would. I mean, the amount of stories. Also, it would be sad for... Actually, it'd be great for all these men who go on their bachelor trips. Have you seen those videos?
No.
Oh my gosh. All these girls are always like, if your fiance's name is Brian Adams, he cheated on you this week.
No.
And then somehow... Brian Adams' fiance finds it. You've never seen these?
No. See, here we go, guys. We're going full circle. Remember at the beginning of this episode, yeah. I said, Emily catches me up to date on
crazy.
Everything going on
these
with
are
TikTok.
Crazy.
Well, you just had a hairstyle too, where it was like TikTok inspired, I'm pretty sure,
I
right?
I did, yeah. Like Delaney then. No, I'm telling you, those are like the wildest things because you just literally are like, wow, the algorithm is algorithm.
Is, yeah.
You know? So
I just smacked the mic, by the way. Sorry for that one, guys. That came out loud.
So that would be the sad part because there's just so much goodness on it. Well, not like goodness, but entertainment on that.
Mm-hmm. But as a consumer, as a business owner, you guys be prepared and diversify your channels. Start now.
And if you're going to keep doing those videos about Brian Adams, like tell me where you're going so I can just make sure to follow you because those are just, they're so entertaining.
That's awesome.
Alrighty, guys. Well, I hope that you enjoyed today's episode and it gets you thinking about how you can really build a business that's going to be around for years to come. And we don't really have a freebie for this, right?
No, but drop your conspiracy theories over on our Instagram account because we definitely need to know what yes. do you think
yes.
is actually happening with X, Y, and Z. All your conspiracies.
I'm going to put up a thing. I'm going to
do it.
A thing. I want
be
to
prepared.
Know.
Be prepared yes. at Emily VDW
yes.
on Instagram. The box will be there.
I can't wait. Alrighty, guys. We will talk to you later.
Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. If you could go ahead and leave us a review and let us know what your biggest takeaway was, we'd really appreciate it. And we'd love to connect with you over on Instagram. I'm at Emily VDW.
And I'm at Bree Galloway_.
See you next week.
Bye.